You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Supporting pre-vegans without pressure. Welcome back to the Season Vegan series. This series is designed for people who have been living the vegan lifestyle for years and want to continue growing in health, wisdom, and leadership within the movement. Today's episode focuses on something that can have a huge impact on the future of veganism: how we support pre-vegans. Pre-vegans are people who are exploring the lifestyle. They might be experimenting with plant-based meals, reducing animal products, learning about animal rights, or simply asking questions about how vegan living works. In other words, they are earlier on the same journey many of us have already taken. But here's a truth that seasoned vegans often learn over time. The transition to a vegan lifestyle is not always easy. Even when someone feels inspired by the idea of living compassionately or improving their health, they still have to navigate habits that may have existed for decades. They may have to grow in households where animal products were a normal part of every meal. They may have cultural traditions tied to food. They may have family members or friends who don't understand their decision. So when someone begins exploring veganism, they're not just changing their grocery list. They're often changing their relationship with food, culture, and social expectations. That's why many pre-vegans struggle during the transition. Some people worry about nutrition. Others feel overwhelmed by learning new recipes or figuring out what to order at restaurants. Some people feel pressure to be perfect right away, and when they make a mistake, they feel discouraged. This is where the role of the seasoned vegans becomes incredibly important, because the environment we create can either make the transition easier or more intimidating. One of the biggest challenges the movement has faced at times is something known as perfection culture. Perfection culture sends the message that if someone's not doing everything exactly right, they're failing. But that mindset can actually push people away from the lifestyle rather than helping them move closer to it. Most seasoned vegans remember their early days. Maybe you accidentally bought something that contained milk powder. Maybe you weren't sure about the ingredients at a restaurant. Maybe you're still learning how to cook plant-based meals that felt satisfying. Growth takes time. When we recognize that, we can approach pre-vegans with patience and understanding. Instead of focusing on mistakes, we can focus on progress. Instead of testing people, we can support them. Encouraging curiosity is one of the most powerful ways to help someone explore veganism. Curiosity opens the door to learning. When someone asks questions about plant-based nutrition, the best response is often not to overwhelm them with a long lecture. It is simply to share helpful information and point them towards reliable resources. When someone says they're trying Meatless Monday or reducing animal products during the week, that is a meaningful step. Every step forward helps create momentum. Another common situation seasoned vegans encounter is answering questions about nutrition. People often ask things like, where do you get your protein? How do you get enough iron? Do you take supplements? Instead of responding with frustration, we can view these questions as opportunities to educate. Sharing simple answers about plant-based protein sources, plant-balanced meals, and responsible supplementation can help people feel more confident about exploring the lifestyle. Remember, many people asking these questions are not trying to challenge veganism. They're trying to understand it. Creating welcoming environments is also important. Food is one of the easiest ways to introduce people to the vegan lifestyle. Inviting someone to a great vegan restaurant, cooking a delicious plant-based meal for friends, or bringing vegan dishes to gatherings can change perceptions quickly. When people see that plant-based foods are flavorful, satisfying, and diverse, their curiosity often grows. Community events can also play a powerful role. Festivals, potlucks, cooking classes, and social gatherings allow people to experience the culture of the vegan movement in a positive way. Instead of feeling like outsiders, pre-vegans can feel welcomed into a community that supports their curiosity. Seasoned vegans can also share something incredibly valuable: perspective. When someone hears from a person who's been living the vegan lifestyle for 10 or 20 years, it shows them that this lifestyle can be sustainable over the long term. It becomes less abstract and more real. Your experience becomes proof. And sometimes that experience is more powerful than any argument or debate. The goal is not to pressure people into change. The goal is to create an environment where change feels possible. So as we wrap up today's episode, here are three simple action steps. First, share practical tips instead of strict rules. When someone asks about vegan living, focus on helpful guidance. Share favorite meals, grocery store finds, or simple cooking ideas that make the lifestyle easier to adopt. Second, celebrate small wins in someone's journey. If someone tries a plant-based meal, attends a vegan event, or decides to reduce animal products, acknowledge the progress they're making. Encouragement can go a long way. And third, invite pre-vegans into the community. Bring them to events, restaurants, or gatherings where they can experience a lifestyle in a welcoming environment. When people feel supported rather than judged, they're far more likely to continue exploring the path. The future of the vegan movement depends not only on passionate advocates, it also depends on compassionate mentors. Seasoned vegans have the opportunity to create space where curiosity is welcomed, questions are respected, and progress is celebrated. And when that happens, more people feel empowered to take their next step on the journey. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of the Seasoned Vegan series.